This is Dave Glowatz. On the phone with me is the Chicago Reader's Ben Jarofsky. Welcome to the broadcast, Ben.
Thank you, Dave.
Today we normally would be talking about your column that appeared in the Reader on July 1st, 2010, which involves a citizen's fight against a parking ticket. But I thought, given what has happened at the Reader recently with the firing of head editor Allison True, that we could talk about that, if you don't mind talking about it.
A curveball over the corner. I'd much rather discuss Marcus Weinberg, but go ahead. Ask me whatever you want to ask.
Well, for our listeners' benefit, our listeners who may not know that Allison True, who was editor for, what, 16 years?
I want to say it's either 16 or 17.
Anyway, a very long time editor at the Reader. Some people feel very strongly about her embodiment of what the Reader stands for, was abruptly fired a week before last by the management of the Reader, the people who own the Reader, the publisher of the Reader, who was brought in recently. And your colleague Michael Miner wrote about it in the same issue's Hot Type column about talking to the publisher about why it happened. But I want to ask you, Ben, what has the Reader's publisher or Creative Loafing's management said to you about why this happened?
I've been told the same things that Mike Miner was told, and that it was a business decision by the current management team that oversees the Reader. I don't know why she was fired. I don't know what went on. I just know one thing is for certain, that the people who fired her are consistent on their story. So,
which is what?
That they didn't think she was the right person to lead the Reader into the next phase. That's what they told Miner. That's what they told me. And then they just didn't want it beyond that. Let's move on and turn the page.
It's sort of a non-reason, you know. What is the right person? You know, now if they defined the right person, like Ellison has these and these qualities, what we need, these and these and these qualities. That would be, to me, an explicit reason. It just doesn't seem very explicit.
If I were a reporter covering it, which I'm not, I don't cover media, I don't cover the Reader, nor do I want to. I definitely have way too much of a, personal
interest
and sort of to cover it. There's a certain amount of distance you need from a story, and I just am way too close to this story. So I couldn't begin to cover this in a meaningful manner.
Yeah.
It's a long, complicated story. It may be even more complicated than a TIFF, the evolution of the Reader from what it was, or from in terms of its ownership from what it was in 2007. And I don't know, we'll be losing listeners left and right if I go down this road. But currently, the Reader is owned by an investor, a hedge fund, that won the rights to own it along with other properties as a result of a bankruptcy lawsuit that occurred, I'm losing track of time, approximately a year ago, I'd say, probably less than that. So the current management team that's overseeing the entire entity of the thing called Creative Loafing, which consists of more newspapers than just the Reader, came to the decision, apparently, that Allison True was not in the best interest of the Reader's future. I really struggle with that because Allison True was one of the first people I met when I started writing for the Reader, and I just thought she did an outstanding job. But on a very personal level, she was really supportive of what I wanted to do. I mean, think about it. My God, they let me write about TIFFs, for instance, so long when nobody else was paying any attention to it. And it would be easy for a publisher or an editor to say, would you stop this? And then they allowed me, of course, free rein to pound away at the Olympics, Mayor Daley's great Olympic scheme scam, which, as you know, Dave, because we talked about it so much, was blasting for, I don't know, almost 2 years. So I have a tremendous amount of appreciation for everything that Allison allowed me to do over the last few years as I began to concentrate more and more on Mayor Daley in the city. And I have no insight into what happened. And I sort of worked from the assumption that there was some kind of fighter behind the scenes, a squabble of some sorts, but I've been assured no, that wasn't the case. So I don't know anything other than what they say.
Didn't you have a meeting at the Reader last week?
Well, there was a meeting at the Reader where they announced that they were switching, they were moving Allison out, and I missed that meeting.
Wasn't there a subsequent meeting?
I talked and met with a woman whose name is Allison Draper, who's
the publisher.
Very confusing. There's so many Allisons involved. And she assured me that she appreciated the work I do and that they want me to continue doing the work that I do. And give them hell. So that was reassuring on a personal level, and I will continue to do what I'm doing. You know, I think I'm just too old to stop, Dave. And so this is what I do in terms of political writing. This is how I go about things. This is how I see the world. So, and they've assured me that they want me to continue to do it, so I'm going to do it. I wish, you know, on a personal level, I think Allison True is a great editor, and I know she'll land on her feet. She's got too much talent, too much skill not to.
Well, how do you think her departure will affect the reader in the short term?
My sense of the reader, where it's going, I really don't understand why she was fired, and I guess I never will, but my sense of where the reader's going is that it's pretty much where it's been. It'll be where, you know, be doing more of the same things. I'll be writing political stuff. I mean, I hope this is the case, and I think that you'll see more special issues, like the Best of Chicago, more neighborhood issues. The reader has to make an attempt to assert itself and get its name brand out there and get people to read it. And, of course, if they read it, then they'll advertise in it. I happen to believe that the kind of coverage I provide brings in readers. I've never done a study of it, but my sense is that this city is obsessed with politics, or at least a key portion of the city is obsessed with politics. That is my obsession. So I have this driving urge to figure out exactly what's going on with city government, with Mayor Daley, and with all the entities that he controls, which is everything. So I believe that it's in the best interest of the reader to continue this kind of coverage, the kind of stuff I do.
Who's doing Ellison's work now?
There is a woman named Kiki Yavlon, who is the managing editor. So she's acting as the editor. And they were supposed to announce a replacement at the end of last week. And if they did, I missed it. So I don't know who the long-term replacement is. For all I know, it'll be Kiki.
Well, I thought we should at least observe the passing. It seems like the end of something. And, of course, this is probably the beginning of something. I also have worked for Ellison when I was writing for The Reader in the 90s. And, of course, have recently been, as you know, working on a piece for The Reader that her departure has apparently delayed.
Well, I'll tell you what. Like I said, I think about all these years I've been just battling away at TIFFs and Olympics and property taxes and election board machinations and inconsistencies on the part of our city council and the whole machination of the political system so that people are kept in the dark and these stories that can get detailed and technical. And, you know, Allison True supported me and let me do it, never blinked, and I really appreciate her for that. She showed a lot of integrity. You know, I don't know what kind of pressure she got, if any, from City Hall. Maybe they just ignored her the way they ignore me. You know, I really appreciate her loyalty and her dedication to all this kind of journalism that I do. I don't see any other publication pursuing that kind of journalism. So she's a unique person. And on a personal level, I was really hurt when she got fired. But I truly expect her to land on her feet. The woman's got a lot of talent, you know, so I'm sure she will land on her feet. And I'll just keep on doing what I do.
All right. Well, thanks for those insights, Ben.
You're welcome.
This is Dave Glowetz. You've been listening to this week's installment of an interview with Ben Jarofsky. When you get a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further interviews or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.